Hi there, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. I wanted to talk to you today in this audio podcast a little bit about property management and kind of the evolution as a real estate investor. There was a time when I first started investing in real estate that I really thought that I would manage my properties essentially forever and never require the services of a property manager. Boy, I can tell you those times have changed. About 10 years in and 10 years later, I definitely require the services of a property manager. Maybe it's because I've become less patient dealing with my tenants. I don't know. Maybe it's because my skill set has diminished with regards to dealing with my tenants. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but what definitely seems to be the case is I have a lot more tenants that aren't paying rent and that are taking up a lot of my time. One of the things that you may find as you're a new real estate investor is that if you have a busy job and a busy profession, your time is very important and there's not a lot of time in the day to accomplish everything. When you own rental properties, it's not as they call like passive income. There's a lot of work involved with managing a rental property and making sure that it's a profitable investment. You know, I think that oftentimes, you know, in the media or you read things in certain places that kind of give you the impression that, oh, you buy real estate and you just sit back on your lawn chair, you know, with a drink in your hand and you collect money, you know, from now till the end of time. It's not really the case. You know, yes and no. You know, yes, in the sense that if you have very good tenants that cause no problems at all, things can be great for you. You can collect excellent cash flow month after month and never have to worry about, you know, non-paying tenants, evicting tenants, dealing with tenant troubles. It can get really ugly and really messy when you have tenants that are not paying you. And unfortunately, you know, what happens, I think, is that, you know, at the end of the day, there's good tenants and bad tenants. And sometimes there's a segment of the population that's just very entitled and they try to take advantage of landlords and they try to push and see how much they can get out of you. So if you basically are somebody who gets pushed around a lot and you're not able to kind of hold your ground, real estate can be a terrible investment for you. You need to really be smart at how you manage your asset. And if that means that you require help, you require assistance, you need professionals to do the job for you, then you need to hire them. So basically, this is a little bit of a rant just regarding property management and how necessary it is sometimes in order to survive in the real estate investing game. Things change as time goes on. People change. And like I mentioned for myself, you know, I'm at a point now where in terms of my daily work, I'm very, very busy. So as such, I'm finding that I have less and less time to, you know, sit and text back and forth or call back and forth with a tenant who's basically coming up with every excuse in the book why they can't pay their rent. You know, for me, where I allocate my time, you know, is it smart to allocate my time in that endeavor at this point? No, it's not. So as such, I hire professional property managers whose job is to take care of this, and they allow me to be removed from the situation. They allow me to not be at the front lines anymore. Being in the front lines and being a landlord for 10 years, I learned firsthand all the tricks in the book the tenants pull on you. And as such, you know, it can be terrible sometimes. You know, sometimes how you're tricked, sometimes how you're lied to. It's business. This is what happens, and this is just the way things are. So, you know, if you're a new real estate investor and you're looking to buy your first rental property, I encourage you to do so. I think it can be an excellent investment. At the same time, I really encourage you to kind of take account of your skill set, and you really have to ask yourself the necessary questions. Will you be a good landlord? What skills and abilities do you have that convince you you'll be a good landlord? For instance, if you're not a very good person with people, if you're very introverted, you don't like confrontation, you don't like talking to people, well, obviously, you're at a disadvantage, because being a landlord, you have to talk to tenants, you have to deal with them, you have to communicate with them. If that's not one of your strong suits, then you may find it difficult, and you may find it kind of onerous on yourself, you know, in order to have conversations with them. If you're not very organized, being a landlord can be brutal, because there's times where you have to really, you know, be meticulous with regards to your record keeping. You have to basically keep track of, are tenants paying you? Are they up to date with their rental payments? If not, how much rent have they paid you in a given month? How much do they still owe? When did a partial payment of rent come in? When's the next partial payment coming in? And so on and so forth. So as you can imagine, you have pages and pages of notes sometimes in a given month, you know, as to how much a tenant is paying you. Coupled with that, of course, if they're late on their rent in that given month, you have to be submitting the necessary paperwork with the governing body in your area that looks after the eviction of tenants. So as you can see, you have to be organized in many different areas. And if organization is not a strong suit of yours, then you need to hire people that are strong at this task. So basically, I'm not trying to discourage you from buying a rental property. It sounds that I am, but I'm not. What I'm saying is that know yourself, know your skill set, know what you're good at. And if you're deficient in certain areas, and in particular, if you're deficient in the areas that are needed in order to be a good landlord, then you have to be using a property management company that's good, that's on the ball, that's organized, that are professionals, and that can get the job done. Because at the end of the day, you want your rental property to be profitable, you want to make money from it, and you want the least amount of headaches. And if you're able to remove yourself again from the front line and not deal with the day-to-day from very troublesome tenants that are causing a lot of problems, and if you're able to give those tasks to a property manager that's able to help you with that, it can really save you in the long run. It can basically take you from giving up and selling a rental property that you've purchased to maybe keeping it for the long term, because you're removed again from all the day-to-day nonsense from the property, and you've got somebody else looking after it for you that you're, of course, in touch with on a regular basis, getting updates from. So this was the short little podcast on property management and how necessary I think it is for a real estate investor. I think gone are the days of the old school mentality of managing the properties all on your own. Yes, there's definitely people out there that can do it. If you've got a strong skill set, you've got the aptitude for it, go for it. But all I'm saying is that in my experience of dealing with hundreds and hundreds of people that have bought their first rental property, what I can definitely say to you without a shadow of a doubt is that most people don't have the necessary skill set in order to be an effective landlord. And as such, if you don't have the skill set, if you're not good at it, you need professionals to do the job of property management for you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this podcast. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com.